The start date for classes at Mickelson Middle School in Brookings will be delayed to September 4th, with registration September 3rd. The plan is for middle school teachers to get into their classrooms on August 30th. Classes will start at the other schools on the 23rd as planned. Construction work continues on the $25 million addition and renovation project at the middle school, and it remains well behind schedule, largely due to the weather. Middle school principal Tim Stevenson says he believes the 30th is just too early to start classes.
I would propose that we would allow the teachers to be in the building that day, get their rooms ready, get their curriculum in place, you know, just make sure they gather their thoughts. I mean, we're going to work on those things ahead of time, but if you don't have your classroom, it's not the same. And then we would have an open house then on that September 3rd, which would be that Tuesday after Labor Day, and start classes the following day.
He says the plan does not add extra days at the middle schools. They'll attempt to make up the time in other ways. As late as July 29th, the contractor said they would have the first set of classrooms ready by August 16th. The architect reiterated that at this week's school board meeting. School board member Roger DeGroot addressed Eric Anderson with ATS&R, the architectural firm overseeing the project.
Monday of this week, you said you're going to get it done. Now, what kind of, and I this is a hypothetical question because I don't expect you to answer it, but what kind of guarantee do we have that our students can walk into that building in a safe environment, safe air, conditioned air, on September 3rd? I don't know if you can give that.
Anderson apologized to the board.
I would like to apologize because we were working in concert with the contractor, and we were trusting in him, and they were trusting in us. And we allowed the ball to be dropped.
The project contract had a completion date of August 9th. The school may seek damages against the contractor and the architect.